State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
At Blackman High School, Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Rafferty Cleary here this afternoon as we get ready for a Sunday game between these teams. It's going to be a great day for high school football. This place over at the Inferno is absolutely packed. The Blackman Blaze won the toss. They deferred to the second half and will be kicking off to the Oakland Patriots. And John, all the hype is over. It's game time.
It definitely is, and boy, what a huge crowd. Even that being a nationally televised game, they've come out here in droves, and the psychrometer is working, so we know when we have to stop if we have to stop.
Well, hopefully that will not be the case, but the skies right now are wide open, full of sunshine, few clouds, but heat is going to continue to build through the afternoon, and we'll watch that. And I think a little shower would kind of cool us off, although we don't want any lightning with those showers, so I'm not sure what the payoff is. But we're about ready to get this one underway here with Thomas Burks ready to kick off here to Oakland. Oakland with Cunningham, one of the three return men, also Black, and also George Beese back for the Oakland Patriots. Rafferty Cleary joins us here as well. And a lot of hype around this game. And, boy, the fans have sure come out to witness what should be a great contest.
Yeah, you're right, Brian. A lot of anticipation for this game. Leading back to the end of last year going into the playoffs, obviously Oakland was upset by Blackman. And today this is just going to be an outstanding football game with a lot of talent on the field. And everyone is ready this thing to get kicked off.
Just to recap your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from the games from earlier in the week. It was Smyrna 28, Laverne 7 in a game you heard on WGNS. If not, you can check it out on our podcast, WGNSradio.com. Just scroll on down to the Sir Pizza podcast where you can listen back to all the games. 21-0, Riverdale defeating Siegel. In the Friday night contest, other Friday night games, Ravenwood 56, Stewart's Creek 14. It was Mount Pleasant 25, Eagleville 3, and Middle Tennessee Christian School defeated Cannon County 48-6. Coming up Friday night, we will have Siegel versus Ootahwah here on the radio, but our attention turning here to this one between Oakland and Blackman. Many think the winner of this game, John, may be the district champion. It's going to be hard to beat these two teams, I think, this year.
Yeah, it's a good possibility, and I would think that's that you're absolutely right. Field conditions today, Brian. It rained last night down here and on this field. It was a little bit soggy this morning, but I would imagine the sun's taking care of most of any issues if they had any at all.
It's DeMartino doing the kicking here for the Blackman Blaze. Whistles, and we're about ready to get this one underway here. Toe meets leather, and we are underway as George Beese takes it for Oakland at about the 18-yard line. Turns it right side, breaks one tackle to the 30, and dives up to about the 33-yard line. Tackle made by Michael Harris. And we are underway. Jay Mullins Jewelry bringing you the official kickoff time. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard. Expert jewelry repair, custom jewelry design and manufacturing, and a wide selection of Luminox, Tensi, Pulsar, Citizen, and Seiko watches. And Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard, behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Oakland rolls out with quarterback Christian Hafner. And Hafner working from the shotgun with some sets you'll see from them this year with Cunningham getting the draw. Cunningham going right side and on the first play of the game gets 2 yards. But, boy, Rafferty, the hitting has already been hard, even on that very first play.
Yeah, you're right, Brian, and that was Quentin Hardy. He came up the alley from the safety spot there to make the tackle, and a tremendous start there defensively for Blackman, and that's what's expected. They're one of the more physical teams year in and year out here in District 7 AAA.
Oakland in the white uniforms with red pants, red hats, with the O on the side. New tops here at least for the Blackman Blaze. Got some orange and navy. Orange numbers, white helmets. Hafner back to pass on 2nd and 8. Going downfield, long and deep and incomplete. Intended for Kyle Oliver, but overthrew him there in the double coverage.
That was Killings and Somerville on the coverage there, and just a little overthrown there by Hafner. His intended target would be Kyle Oliver, and he should be a pretty big factor offensively for Oakland in this one, the leading receiver coming back from last year.
He was open, Brian. Probably needed a little more loft on that throw on that one.
Yeah, he did have his defenders beat. 3rd down, 8 yards to go. Ball is at the 34-yard line, just underway here. 2 wides to the near side. That's the wide side of the field as the ball is on the right hash. Oakland moving right to left. Hafner fakes. Passes in the flat. Caught. 40, 45, 50 down the sideline. 45, 40. Cuts back inside at the 30, at the 20, and is going to be downed at the 15-yard line. That's George Beese doing the running. Gets it down to the 12.
And you got to love the play call there by Coach McDaniel. Just give him a little bubble route right there. BC, one of the fastest players in the conference. Excellent job there by Oakland.
That was a 53-yard pass, catch, and run, and Oakland has it in the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639. Cunningham off the right tackle. Crosses the 10 to about the 9-yard line. 3-yard pickup there before Andre Talley makes the tackle.
Brian, on that previous play, on that big pass play, they missed a tackle too. There was a nice little move there that he made, a little Duke move, and just in the open field, couldn't make the tackle, and that really cost Blackman.
Yeah, Quentin Hardy, a little over pursuit there, John.
Stokes and Oliver, receivers to the right. To the left, it's Jacoby Stevens for Oakland, with Cunningham in the backfield with Hafner. Cunningham gets the call again. Cunningham stumbles up to the 5-yard line. Nice run up the middle for 4 yards before Quinn Hardy makes the tackle.
Here's what makes Oakland so difficult when you're there on offense. They've got such a huge offensive front that when you get it down there into the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone and you get it within like the 5-yard line, first and goal, they're pretty tough. They get behind those guys and they can blow some holes open.
3rd down. And once again, going right side, it's Tyler Black, and Black is in there for the touchdown. Tyler Black from 5 yards out. Touchdown, Oakland, on the opening drive.
Me and John talked about it before the game. Tyler Black, big difference maker in this one today. He's possibly the most athletic player on the field. And you just saw another lethal package that Oakland can use, the Wildcat formation, with all the talent they've got on that football team. Great start here for the Patriots.
That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Open here this afternoon for you with that full rib platter all weekend long, only $10.99. On for the point after John Ingram. It is up and it is good. So the Oakland Patriots strike first with 9:32 left in the first quarter of play, scoring on their first drive. Oakland leads Blackman by a score of 7-0 on State Farm Prep Football.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. LovelessPhotography.com, 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent. 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and I can help you get to a better state. 895-0500.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part today by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, T. Wright Properties, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
So Oakland scores on their first drive, and John Ingram to kick off. Killings takes it at the 5 to the 10, 15, 20. Cuts back outside to the 25 and going to be wrestled down at the 26-yard line. And that's where the Blackman Blaze will take over. Quarterback Juwan Jennings. Going to see his first action here in the 2014 season. Of course, you got a lot of highly touted college prospects on both of these teams. He, of course, being one of them that will be headed to the Hill next year. Guided his team to the semifinals, the best season in school history for Blackman last year. Backfield is empty, two wides. Man in motion from right to left is Charlie Davidson, and Davidson at the 30, 35. And Davidson going to pick up a quick First Bank first down. Tyler Black making the tackle. But he went from right to left and went around that left side, Rafferty, and nobody could catch him. 11-yard pickup.
Nope, and it's Charlie Davidson's year to shine for Blackman. First time in his career that he's had an opportunity to be the starting running back, the workhorse, and good tackle by Tyler Black by Oakland as well. He went low. Anytime you go high on Charlie Davidson, he will run you over.
First bank, first down. Not just banking, first banking for the Blackman Blaze. Ball at the 38 as they move left to right from our vantage point. Backfield empty. Faking the handoff, and Jennings carries it himself right up the gut. And he's going to pick up a good 5 yards on that first down carry.
Serious gamble with first contact there. He came off the defensive line and tripped up Jennings as he was busting through the hole.
It's going to be interesting to see. You know, Oakland had a pretty easy time marching the ball down the field on their first offensive series. How will the Oakland defense react to Blackman? So far, they picked up yardage in chunks. And here's Davidson coming around near side, 45-50, and out of bounds at the 46-yard line of Oakland High School. And right now, they're able to run in big chunks.
Yeah, they sure are, Brian, and the line doing a tremendous job on the outside, really turning Oakland's defenders in on the blocking schemes, and that allows Davidson to really get around the corners easily, and that's, I think, the second time we've seen that play opposite direction, though, but it's worked out well.
That was for 11 yards and another first bank first down for the Blaze in Oakland territory now on the right hash at the 47-yard line. This time, Larrell Morton is in motion. Jennings going to keep it, and he's in trouble. And he is sacked. And I believe that was Mr. Josh Smith on the tackle and a loss of 5 yards. And second down upcoming. That's the first big defensive stop for either team.
And we'll see a lot of that. Josh Smith was stunting right there, and he came full steam ahead. And I think Jennings made the right decision by just choosing to go down after that first contact there by Josh Smith.
Well, his knee went down at the 50, even though he was pushed back to the 47, so that's where the ball is. Jennings on the quarterback option now cuts back inside, 45-40, bounces it even further to the right. Finally ridden out of bounds at the 36-yard line and got much of that second and 13 back. We'll see where they spot it. Going to be a third and short, I do believe. Nope, first down yardage. 14-yard pickup where they put the ball down at the 35-yard line. First bank, first down for Blackman High.
And that's what makes Jennings so special. It may not look pretty from the start, but he's able to make people miss with his feet and his eyes, and he's just a tremendous talent on the field for Blackman.
Same set as they've had all game. Davidson in motion this time from right to left. Gets the call, tries to go up behind the left guard spot. And he is going to be mashed at about the 34-yard line by Ty Nix. That's a name you're going to hear a lot for Oakland defensively this year. No gain. They mark him back at the 35-yard line. Second and 10. Oakland leads here 7-0 with 7:13 to go here in the first quarter of play. Right side, Larrell Morton. Davidson coming out here as well. Two more to the left. The wide side is the right side. In motion from left to right is Killings. Back to pass. Jennings burns it in between three defenders. Complete to the 20, to the 15. And muscled down around the 10-yard line, I believe, is Killings. We'll see who made that catch. It's Larrell Morton, I believe. And it is Morton who comes up with the great pass and catch, 25 yards downfield to Morton. And they're in the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone. If you're looking for a contractor that will work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, it's Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
A lot of yards after the catch, too. That was important there.
First and 10. They can pick up a first down around the one. Jennings keeps. Crosses the 10 to about the 9 for a couple of yards. Right now, it may, from what we've seen, it may be he who has the football last in this one, Rafferty.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, Brian. You know, Blackman's having to work for their yardage a little bit more than Oakland did on their first drive of the game, but really they're moving the ball well. And up front, they started off a little sloppy, but the line seems to be coming together now.
Both teams playing in front of the chains here, too. Second down, 9 yards to go. Back to pass. Cross the middle, in double team traffic, incomplete, intended for Killings. And I saw Tyler Black back there and maybe Cunningham defending on the play. Boy, Jennings is trying to thread the needle and doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice pass, a little risky, in my opinion there, but a tremendous play by Tyler Black, because I think Killings had the football in his hand, and then Tyler Black kind of swirled around with his arm and punched that thing out of there at the last second.
Quinn Hardy, one of the two receivers near side. This time, Davidson in the backfield with Jennings, who's on the run, in trouble, now scrambles, has a little bit of room, and is going to be wrapped up right about the 6-yard line, and it's going to bring up a fourth down. Picks up 4 yards. Now a decision here for the Blackman coaching staff on fourth down. It's going to be about 4th and 5. They can pick up a first down between the 1 and 2 yard line. And the ball right now is between the 6 and 7, and we've got a timeout on the field, which we'll step aside as well. It will be 4th down when we come back for the Blackman Blaze on State Farm Prep Football.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on some great homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next home, be sure to check with FNB Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Conveniently located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Mark Hood at FNB Mortgage, where we make a house your home.
A Department of First National Bank of McMinnville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS today is brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Franklin's Print Works. Speaking for a fourth down situation for Blackman, Brian.
Yeah, fourth and five. The ball is at the six-yard line. The Blackman Blaze here, kind of in a tough situation, but Rafferty going for it, trailing Oakland 7-0.
I like it early on, you know, want to go for it right here, and I like Coach Shadoen's decisions. Also like to see Will Martin here on the right side as receiver. He's a pretty big force for receiver for Blackman.
Davidson in the backfield, and they send Killings in motion from left to right. Passing to the left side. It's going to be caught. Touchdown! Left side, the catch made. And I believe that is Quinn Hardy. Kind of hard to see his number. It is Quinn Hardy. What a catch by Hardy for the Toots touchdown.
I don't even know what to say. I have no idea how Hardy came up with that. I thought I saw the ball bounce and hit the ground, but apparently not. Obviously, an incredible catch there by Hardy. And now Blackman with the chance to tie it up here with the extra point.
Here is the extra point, which is up, and it is good. We're tied at 7 apiece with 5:19 left in the first quarter of play here on State Farm Prep Football. After that Toots touchdown, don't forget you can visit Toots on Northwest Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Veterans Parkway, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley. We'll be right back. Your score all knotted up at 7, Oakland and Blackman here on State Farm Prep Football.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Each friend you refer to DirecTV, you get $100 in credit. But with DirecTV by Entersource, it's even better.
We're going to actually add a $25 gift card to you for trusting us to take care of your friend.
Up to $1,000 from DirecTV and $250 from DirecTV by Entersource.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Gill's Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the games. Sign up at WGNSradio.com.
Tyler Black is going to bring the ball out from the 20 to the 30s at the 40, and that's where he's going to be brought down. Big run back for Tyler Black in Oakland High School to get things started here after Blackman ties Oakland. Oakland took the first series downfield pretty methodically and scored. Blackman did the same, and we're knotted up at 7 apiece. They're going to actually mark the ball ready for play at the 42 of Oakland. Ball on the right hash. Stokes and Oliver, near side receivers, one over there to the far side, and in the backfield with Hafner is Cunningham. Cunningham tried to run right side, met by a wall of defenders. Blaze put up a big wall there. Lots of folks in on that gang tackle. Second and 10, no gain.
Well, that was probably the best play you've seen out of that front there defensively for Blackman. They were pretty stout right there, Brian, and see if they can keep it up.
7-7. Stokes and Oliver. Near side, far side. Another receiver over there. Cunningham, they fake to him. They pass to the right side. And going to be brought down behind the chains. And that was Oakland's Andreas Cheers on the catch. But Donovan Page, back there to make the tackle. Third down at 10.
Yeah, you got to credit Donovan Page right there. You know, BC gets that football. You've got to chop your feet down and really break down the tackle because he is an elusive player for Oakland. Good job there defensively by Page.
Jacoby Stevens going there to the right side. Stokes and Oliver here to the left. That's the wide side of the field as the ball's on the right hash. A rush on Hafner. They get the pass to Cunningham, but Cunningham going to be dropped back at the 40 for another loss. And that time it was Sam Luker on the takedown, and it's three and out for Oakland.
Well, you couldn't ask for better defense there. They stopped the inside game. They were ready for those little screen passes that time, and they sent one blitzing in, and usually that sets up pretty good. But I think he lost his footing. Cunningham lost his footing a little bit and caused him able to get Lugert in there for the tackle.
On the fourth and 11, the quick punt by Hafner. There is a flag on the play, the first one. Picked up by Killings at the 19-yard line. He's at the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, and up to about the 43-yard line before being taken out of bounds.
Well, they got lulled to sleep, and Killings went up the sidelines, but I think the flag was the part of the reason why that little bit of no pursuit by Oakland.
I agree. I think you may have a hold on your cover man on the left side over there, but I'm not sure.
The officials still kind of working this out here, it looks like. Kind of huddled up over here on the Blackman sideline. Still working to sort it out. It's kind of hard to spot Philip Shadowins now since he's bean Polish. He has dropped a lot of weight. Let's see. The penalty is against Blackman. And it's going to be Oakland with the first and 10. Was that ineligible or legal participation, I think?
I believe that is correct.
So Brian. First and 10. For Oakland, what a huge break for the Pats here as they have the ball at the 44 and a half of Blackman. And the Pats roll out here with some new life. They couldn't get anything done on that drive, and that one penalty on the kick changed everything. Hafner to Cunningham. Cunningham trying to blow right up the middle. And he gets about 3 yards. What's going to be hard running on the interior on both sides today.
Yep, their front is starting to work a little bit better, Brian. You're also seeing them stack more in the box and stunning a little bit more with their linebackers. And it's causing some pressure on Josh Cunningham on his ability to find the hole and get upfield.
Another important point is you've kept Blackman's defense again down at least 4 more downs, and that's just a really tough break for Blackman.
Second down, 7 to go at the Oakland, or rather the Blackman 42. The fake to Cunningham, and Hafner rolls out here to the left side. Pass is going to be tipped and right into the hands of Blackman High School, and the interception by Jalen Miller. It went through Kyle Oliver's hands. It's almost like it bounced up right off of his right hand and into the hands of Blackman's Jalen Miller.
And we saw Oliver drop a lot of passes in the Jamboree about a week and 2 days ago. So I'm not sure what happened there. It was a catchable ball, but really good coverage by Laurel Morton going up against Kyle Oliver there, but a great concentration by Jalen Miller to haul in the interception and get Blackman's offense onto the field now.
Well, the first turnover of the game, and Blackman has the ball, first and 10 now, moving from left to right from the 29-yard line. Charlie Davidson trying to get it outside. Charlie stringing it out. Charlie brought down for a 2-yard loss.
It looks like Tyler Black, who got the second hit there. He was hit once, and then Black came and finished him.
Couldn't get around that side there. Clock nearing the 2-minute mark here left in the first quarter. They are going to give him the original line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Killings and Hardy here to the near side, the wide side of the field, as the ball is on the left hash. Another to the right. Here's Jennings rolling out here right side. Finds some room. He's going to turn it up. No. Lets the pass fly. Complete to Killings at midfield. He's at the 45 and down to the 40-yard line of Oakland. And that's a great pass and catch right there. Boy, he can see the field so well, even on the run. That's a hard throw.
You're right. He made that play with his eyes there, Brian. You can't tell if he's going to scramble because he's ran the ball so much, and he worked the defenders off with his eyes and then was able to find Killings just sitting down right in the middle of the field. And an excellent leap there to get the catch as well.
First bank, first down. Not just banking, first banking. 32-yard pass and catch to Killings from Jennings. And a new set of chains here for the Blackman Blaze. Two wide both sides, one in motion, and that is Dowdy. Dowdy picks up a couple. They're going on the far side. Kevin Prather with the tackle for Oakland. We are seeing the sun at least dodge in and out of some clouds, and maybe that will help keep the temperature down here. It does help me see the scoreboard a lot better. 50 seconds to go and a 7-7 ball game left here in the first quarter of play. Second and nine for the Blaze. Some subbing. Morton coming out. Going in is Somerville. You do have to use a lot of players here as well. Luke Drew is in as one of the receivers as well. Here to the right. The pass is to the left side to Somerville. And a very short gain, if nothing. And now late flags fly. There was some late contact over there, and that could be bad for the Oakland fans.
Yep, I mean, George Beasley made an incredible play on the screen there and made first contact and I think had the job done, and he just had some late hits there out of Oakland, and I think that's just the adrenaline running right now. It's still early in the ballgame.
And that's exactly the case, and they're going to mark that off from the completion, so they'll mark that off from the 38. And that'll put the ball down, the 15-yard penalty, inside the 25. And near the Steve Martin Construction red zone down at the 22-yard line with 13 and a half seconds to play in the first quarter. 7-7. It's been an action-packed first quarter of play.
Haven't been a lot of penalties, but the ones that have hurt.
Costly, yep.
Been huge. And that is going to be the first quarter of play. With your score 7-7, Blackman will have the football. First and 10 at the Oakland 22. And we return for the second quarter here on State Farm Prep Football.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
Residential and commercial, remodeling, and new construction projects are always welcome.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
All work is guaranteed for 5 years, and all projects completed comply with all state and local regulations.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue with two locations on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long. We have smoked pulled chicken off of a chicken breast. We have a whole chicken breast, beef, smoked ham, and ribs.
Is your mouth watering yet? I bet it is. And Rick's Barbecue has the cure for your cravings. They have two locations on Warrior Drive and on Memorial Boulevard.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back here with the Blackman Blaze and the Oakland Patriots, tied at 7-7, starting of the second quarter here now. And back to pass is Juwan Jennings. The ball is loose. The ball is live, and it's picked up by Oakland. It's dropped again and then picked up by Oakland High School's Terrell Ward all the way back at the 45 of Blackman, and it is going to be Oakland's football. Well, huge way to start the second quarter for the Pats.
It sure was, and I don't think Jennings saw him coming. I don't think he saw the blitz coming at all off the right side, and when he finally saw it, he panicked. And the first thing he did was take that football and not tuck it into himself, and that's why that fumble was caused right there. So a huge turn of events for Blackman now going over to the hands of Oakland now.
Well, he tried to stiff arm him to try to keep him from getting tackled, and when he did, he had that ball kind of out free, and that is never a good sign when that happens.
So Oakland will have it first and 10. Tied at 7 apiece. Hafner fakes the handoff, back to pass, looking long and deep, and has a man there. It's BC! It's caught at the 5!
I'll tell you what, Brian, you can't do it any better than that. That was a vertical jump right there by BC at the highest level, going up against a good defender in Brandon Somerville for Blackman. He's just really shown up today and made some huge plays for the Patriots to get him in scoring position.
They have it in the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone, and it is first and goal for the Pats after that 40-yard pass and catch. The ball ready at the 4-yard line. Oakland knocking on the door. Hafner fakes to Cunningham. No, gives to Cunningham, and then runs right beside him. Gets maybe a yard. Second down and goal.
That's 93 yards combined in the air from Hafner to Beasy today. Not a bad day.
It's going to be second and goal. Ball back at the 5. Really between the 4 and the 5. Not really a big gain there on that. Stokes is wide left. Wide right is Jacoby Stevens. Cunningham in the backfield. Cunningham going right up the middle. Is barely kept out of the end zone. It's going to be third and goal. The ball at the 2. Give him a 3-yard pickup there. Third and goal for Oakland from the 2. Both teams with turnovers in this first half. This one living up to its billing. Oakland knocking on the door, trying to pull out to their second lead of the day. Blackman has never led. Wildcat, and going to the left side, walking in is Tyler Black for the touchdown from 2 out.
That's just hard to defend right there. You get anywhere inside the red zone, and you've got that type of talent and athletic ability to put in a Wildcat package, it's just going to be hard to stop. They're too multiple, Brian.
Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun. 3 locations, $10.99 full rib platter all weekend long. And tomorrow, 40-cent wings until 3 at Toots. Good food and fun. Time for the Fans Heating and Air extra point. It is up, and it is good by John Ingram. Your new score with 10:16 left in the first half of play. Oakland 14, Blackman 7 on State Farm Prep Football.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Got a problem with your phone? Yes, we still do on-site repairs at all of our locations. Don't have the money to afford a new phone right now? Ask about Sprint Easy Pay. Think about adding a tablet or an iPad? Come by the Sprint by Cellular Concepts and look at the tablets and iPads. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
The Soda Shop at Reeve Sane is a community tradition. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeve Sane Drugstore. You know us for our award-winning milkshakes and malts, but we are also famous for homemade sandwiches like chicken salad and pimento cheese, plus great soups and salads. Great for summer picnics. It's a real soda shop, so step back in time when you visit at our counter or antique tables. Our morning coffee club even helps solve the world's problems. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music World Drummers Den, and Stones River Mall. It is 14-7, Blackman trailing Oakland as we go into about the 10-16 mark of the second quarter.
Oakland's Ingram kicks it out of bounds. And that will give pretty decent field position here for the Blackman Blaze, trailing Oakland 14-7. And Rafferty, Blackman's never led in this game, although as soon as Oakland scored on their first drive, Blackman comes back to score. There was a little bit of a stalemate between now between those first two scores and Oakland's second score. So pretty big series here for Blackman to see if they can answer.
It is. They've got to protect the football, Brian. That's the most important thing to do in the ball game, and they didn't do a very good job of that their last series.
Yeah, a couple of turnovers, one for each team. Coming this side is Killings. Killings to the 40. He is going to be hammered at about the 42-yard line. 7-yard pickup for Killings. And looks like a few tempers flaring down there just a little bit. It is football, and it is well over 90 degrees, at least what it feels like. And the humidity is stifling, and we usually have this weather all summer, and we haven't had it this summer. It's the hottest weather of the year, and that does take a toll on folks. It's what you're used to, and these guys haven't even practiced in weather like this either. Second down and short. Davidson running off tackle here to the near side and should have enough for the first down. It's going to be pretty close depending on where they spot the football.
That would be.
And they're going to spot it for a first down. It is a first bank first down for Blackman.
That's Jacoby Stevens on the tackle there, Brian. But I like the play call there for Blackman. A little misdirection trying to get Davidson up the middle. And that's the first time we've seen something like that. See if they can go back to it. They've been working out of an empty set mostly, but now you see Davidson in the backfield. It's the first time we've seen that look.
And they've had two wides to both sides now, two wide to the far side. That is the wide side, and that's where Jennings is rolling out to. He's in trouble and sacked. They brought him down at the 34-yard line for a gigantic loss, and Kevin Prather with his big paws bringing down Jawan Jennings for an 11-yard loss.
That's been their biggest defensive weapon so far, Brian, that pass rush, and Jennings has not been able to elude it. They sent three guys that time. And one thing that you have to understand, they can get a pretty good pass rush with their defensive line. They're so fast,
oh, yeah,
and they're so big. So once they get penetration, they're not some, you know, lumbering defensive lineman. They can run.
Second down and a lot. Running right side to the 40-yard line is Davidson. Picks up 5 yards. Josh Smith on the tackle. This is going to make it. Now about third and 14. Looks pretty close. Clock says something close to that, too. With the sun glaring on it, it's really hard to see.
I'm going to do the ice bucket challenge right now. That'll cool you off, won't it?
Yeah, we could do that.
Not with all this electronics. I might want to do the ice bucket challenge, though. That feels pretty good, though. Thanks, John. I might fall asleep. Back to pass. Here's Jennings downfield. Caught and then dropped. And I don't know that there was actually a catch by Luke Drew. It hit him right in the numbers, bounced away, and that was very dangerous.
Yeah, you know who was on the pass break up there. George Beasy showed up in every aspect of the game so far. It's three tackles and a pass break up for him. He's playing tremendous.
The coverage was just good enough. You know,
yes.
They got the pass. It was a nice pass from Jennings and thread the needle very well, but instantly hit. And I'm not sure I agree that they ever had the possession of the ball anyway.
8:12 to go here in the first half. 14-7 Oakland, and Blackman punting back to the Oakland Patriots, who scored on their last drive. The kick by Luke Drew. The punt going to be fair caught at the 18-yard line.
Here's a little interesting stat for you. Blackman has on the day 6 first downs here in this first half. Oakland only 2. But the 2 first downs they've had, one was 54 yards, the other one was about 30. So makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Right. They've had the ability to make plays, big plays, that is. If you don't have a football team with the capabilities of making big plays, it's really going to be hard for you to do anything offensively. And so far, Blackman hasn't been able to air it out like they normally do.
And we've got a timeout on the field. We'll step aside and take it as well. 14-7. The Oakland Patriots lead the Blackman Blaze on State Farm Prep Football.
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements.
Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We want to be out in the community. We want to be serving. We want to be a vital part of the community.
MTCS President Dr. Phil Ellenberg.
We have some great graduates who go on to fine schools, starting with MTSU, and we want to be a part of the community and let our graduates change the world, really just one student at a time as they go.
MTCS, preparing students to become responsible, productive members of the home, church, and community. Online at mtcscougars.org.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome you in to State Farm Prep Football. The Oakland Patriots leading the Blackman Blaze 14-7. Oakland football with 8:17 left in the first half of play. Hafner passing downfield left side. A leaping catch for the interception by Chris Anderson. And Blackman takes advantage of the second Oakland turnover of the game.
I tell you what, Brian, it was just a poor pass by Hafner there. He underthrew him, and I don't think made the right decision. Kyle Oliver didn't necessarily beat Anderson there, so an incredible play by him to go up high and get it for an INT. Now a chance for Blackman to do something.
That's the voice of Rafferty Cleary. I'm Brian Barrett. John Dinkins here to my right as well, as we have watched the first quarter and a half or so here. Oakland leading 14-7. Get you lots of information on the Ideas Tees halftime report about how this first half went. And glad to be along with you here on this Sunday. It's going to be a handoff to Davidson, and Davidson breaks the tackle to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Stutter steps at the 25 and going to finally be ridden down out of bounds at the 21-yard line. What cutback ability there by Charlie Davidson.
Yeah, Brian, Charlie Davidson just screwed Tyler Blackman to the ground right there. That was one heck of a move, and now the start that Blackman's been looking for offensively. There's a big play.
25 yards down the field for Davidson, and they have it in the Steve Martin Construction red zone. Blackman trailing 14-7. Blackman has not led in this game. Oakland scored first. Blackman answered that score. We were at 7-7 for a while. Then Oakland took it downfield to score to go up 14-7. That's where we are, but Blackman in the Steve Martin Construction red zone now. And it's Juwan Jennings faking the handoff, keeps it across the 15 and going to be muscled down around the 10-yard line. And it should be enough for a first and goal here for the Blackman Blaze. We'll see where they officially spot it. There was quite a bit of activity after it looked like he was out of bounds, but I'm not sure. He may have just been in bounds.
Well, that play was made by the fake, because Jennings made a super fake to Davidson, and I think Oakland was gearing up on Davidson, and he just went around left end, and I mean, he got the first 10 yards easily. The next four didn't come so easy, but he really made up for it with some great determination there by Jennings.
The first look of exhaustion out there now with Jacoby Stevens on the ground, and it is a very warm day, of course, and on the field we have him down to one knee, and I think he's just gassed. And with that, we do have a timeout here, which we will take. 7 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first half of play, with Oakland leading 14-7 as you listen in to State Farm Prep Football from WGNS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. For any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions, Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan. 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, located at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the Sports Common VA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, 895-0500.
First and goal for the Blaze from the 8-yard line. Davidson rumbles right side, gets down to about the 6. So it'll bring up second and goal. We've seen some big pass plays in this game. We've seen some nice runs. Not a lot of penalties, but, John, the penalties that we have seen have been pretty big ones.
Well, they have. And one, the personal foul penalty was big on Oakland. And Blackman also had a big penalty as well. The thing that I think now, as Braverty said, you're going to have to worry a little bit about the heat. They've been out there now a half. But if they can make it through halftime, they can cool off a little bit, get in there, and get ready for the second half.
Jennings on the second and goal, keeps it himself, and he almost just walks in. It's like he was gliding. From 6 yards out, Jawan Jennings. And we're an extra away from being tied here after that Toots touchdown.
That's just a big bang play right there. The offensive line just hammered down on Oakland's defensive front, and then Jennings did the rest from his quarterback position. Good play there by Blackman on the goal line.
Toots, good food and fun. 3 local locations open after the game today, and I'm sure they've got lots of good AC pumping in. And I know they've got all the direct TVs at the Toots restaurants on. Get you a sports fix, too. Extra point is blocked. The extra point is blocked, and I believe that was Josh Ingram, maybe, who got in there on the special teams and blocked it. So, with that being said, your score remains Oakland 14, Blackman 13, as you listen in to State Farm Prep Football from WGNS.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Fleet Feet, Middle Tennessee Christian School, and State Farm.
So, yeah, that missed extra point affects this game right now. 14-13, Oakland leading. The Blackman kickoff is going to be caught by Oakland's Dexter Hurd. Fair catch. And the ball will be at the 25-yard line. We have 6 minutes and 37 seconds left in the first half of play.
Big series for both teams now. You've got Oakland with the ball. They'd like to get a drive going and eat up most of the rest of this first half clock, then plus put on some points. Blackman, on the other hand, like to get them 3 and out, and it's going to be we haven't really seen Oakland have a sustained drive, but we've had 2 big plays in their repertoire, but we've not seen them really work it on the ground to the point of taking up some clock.
Oliver and Stokes, receivers to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. Cunningham in the backfield gets the call. Cunningham driving across the 30 to about the 31-yard line before Quinn Hardy makes the tackle. That's a 6-yard pickup. and second down. Nice run for Cunningham from the backfield.
Well, you like to see that when on the first play, make it a manageable second down. You can do so many things on that second down.
To say it's hot at the Inferno is an understatement.
It is an Inferno.
Yes, it is. Second and three. Cunningham again bounces it outside, breaks two tackles, and is spun down, but does pick up the first down. Picks up 5 yards, and that was some really good running. Nice tackle by Killings, but really good running there by Josh Cunningham.
Reverdy, I think that's how you run when you're playing flag football, the way he just did that. He spun around three times, and that's exactly how a flag football player will run. In fact, he even ran backwards a couple of steps to pick up another yard.
He certainly did, and he's a shifty guy, and, of course, he's able to put it in another gear when he gets in open space, too. Good observation there, John.
First bank, first down for the Oakland Pats. Ball at the 35. Hafner back to pass near side. It's going to be caught by Cheers. Cheers across the 40 and gets it up to about the 43-yard line and picks up 7 yards. So Oakland on this drive, their other drives have been kind of different where, you know, they may have a couple of short yardage gains and then have a big one. This one has been more, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards at a time. What leads to that difference? Is it the change in mentality?
I think Coach McDaniel probably heard me on the sidelines.
Probably so. This is very multiple, Brian. They're able to do a lot of different things.
Well, I think they need to eat up clock here, and I think they need to keep the ball out of Blackman's hands and do some ball control.
Clock at 4:39 now, as a matter of fact. Cunningham on the second and two is going to get the ball to the 49 of Blackman, and another first down before Sam Luker makes the tackle. A 6-yard gain for Cunningham. First bank, first down. Not just banking. We're talking about first banking. Jackson Jordan over the football. Ready to center it to quarterback Hafner. Working from the gun. Cunningham again, big hole up the middle, 45, and going to be downed right there at the 40-yard line. And Oakland's offensive line, Rafferty, is opening up some big holes now.
Yeah, they are. And I tell you what's helping out the run ability for Oakland now is Hafner's ability to sell the fake on those plays. You just saw then there was about 3 defenders for Blackman who followed him in pursuit and didn't even have the football.
It's going to be second down and inches here. Cunningham picked up about 9.5 yards on that play. George Beasy in as a receiver to the far side. Cunningham still in the backfield. They pass over left side to Beasy. Got the first down and more. He's at the 35-30. He's at the 25-20. Nobody's going to catch him. He's high-stepping it into the end zone for the touchdown from 40. Pass to BC.
It's the second time he's done it. It's another little screen route, bubble route, whatever you want to call it there. And if you give him the corner, he's gone. Flat out gone. He's just, we've said it before, one of the fastest players in the county. He showed up to play today, Brian.
Great call. Second and one. You think they're going to go and try to get that, pick up that first down. Great call. Good opportunity to spread your wings, so to speak. Great play.
Toots touchdown, and the extra point by Ingram is good. So your score is Oakland 21, Blackman 13, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS. About 3:24 to go here in the first half. Stay with us.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Don't miss our annual Labor Day sale and Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and everything is on sale. Savings of 20 to 80% off, half off select shrubs and trees, and a huge sale on fountains and bird baths. Don't miss our Labor Day sale at Martin's Home and Garden with free lunch from 11 to 2.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Quality since 1982.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Davidson from the 25-yard line to the 30, to the 35, 40, 45, 50. May have something here at the 45, down to the 40, the 30, and going to finally be brought down around the 25-yard line. What a return for Charlie Davidson and the Blackman Blaze. They're out here quickly once again. And it's Juwan Jennings calling his own number, takes the draw to the 20-yard line, and just that quickly, Blackman looks like they're ready to strike already at the Steve Martin Construction red zone after an Oakland score.
Looks like the only way that they're going to stop either team is if it's a fumble or an interception, and because that looks like this the kind of game it's going to be.
We are seeing two Titans here on the field today in high school football, that's for sure. Jennings fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. Has people hanging all over him, and he's so elusive. He's across the 15 to the 10, breaks free to the end zone, touchdown. Blackman Blaze from 17.
Well, Jennings made one defensive player miss and another one really badly, and then he just used his strength for the rest of the way to plow over a couple more defenders. Outstanding play there and a fun one to watch.
That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Three local locations, 40-cent wings tomorrow at Toots. They didn't spend much time in the Steve Martin Construction red zone, only a play. Steve Martin Construction working directly with you to build the home of your dreams at 904-9639. Whistles on the point after attempt here. Blackman already has missed one PAT. And they're going to get to kick it again, I think, here. Well, you got the boos coming from the Blackman side.
They want to go for it.
And they may go for it here or talk about it. But I don't really get that indication. We're going to get a Blackman timeout to talk about it, that's for sure. So Blackman has just scored. Their score is 21-19. And Blackman takes a timeout to talk about it. We'll come back here as well once we sort it out and see what Blackman decides to do. Will they go for the extra point to be one down or go for two for the tie? We'll be right back.
T. Wright Properties Auction Company is proud to be a sponsor of high school sports in Rutherford County on WGNS. The next auction at T. Wright Auctions is at 1802 Sherrill Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. It's a 1,212-square-foot home, two bedrooms, one bath, and this home will auction on August 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, go to twrightproperties.com or give them a call at 895-9799.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
2:37 to go, and Blackman has brought the offense back out here after the penalty. That puts him a little closer. Blackman going to go for the two-point conversion and the tie. Juwan Jennings has it near side. Jennings turns, spins, dives. Does he get the ball across the plane? The officials have signaled that they did. Two-point conversion by the hair of his chinny chin chin, and we are tied at 21 with 2:37 to go in the first half. As you listen in to State Farm Prep Football, this one is a good one. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den. Music World now is the dealer for Ernie Ball Sterling guitars and basses. This is a great new line of guitars and basses, and it's a fantastic complement to our Taylor Acoustics and our Paul Reed Smith Electrics. We've also got ESP LTDs, which are a fantastic line of guitars. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Short kick to Oakland's Hurd, Dexter Hurd, and Oakland will have it first and 10 in a tie ball game now at the 25-yard line.
Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings, middle school and high school sports, all in the Murfreesboro Post.
Let's see, we saw Oakland score first. Blackman come back to tie. Then Oakland take a 14-7 lead. Oakland, or Blackman came back. They missed the extra point, so Oakland still led 14-13. Oakland scores, Blackman scores, and they go for two, and we're tied again. Blackman has not led in this game. Josh Cunningham slung down at the 25-yard line for no gain on the first and 10, and it's Anthony Ochoa on the tackle.
Well, one thing Oakland doesn't want to do here is go three and out. They really need to pick up a first down at the very least, because Blackman is really pumped right now. They've just scored. They've just tied the game. They've got a little adrenaline going. You don't want to turn it over. Blackman fans, they're wanting that to happen, though. Trust me.
Well, and Blackman would have the opportunity, if they get the ball back, they also get the ball to start the second half
right,
as well, because they won the toss and deferred to the second half. Second and 10, Hafner going long down the left side, and it's caught. What an amazing catch by Jacoby Stevens right at the 46-yard line. And it's a first bank first down.
Yeah, Stevens showing his playmaking ability there. We saw highlights of him in the Jamboree with the ability to go up and catch it, and really did a tremendous job there, especially over the tall and lanky Quinn Hardy. So, tremendous job there.
Well, nice touch by Hafner. That baby was laid in there perfectly. No, the only one that could get it was Stevens.
25-yard passing catch and a first bank first down for Oakland. The ball on the left hash. A sun-drenched hot afternoon on a Sunday. Cunningham stood up at the line, bounces it outside to the left side, and got 2 to 2.5 yards when he was dropped for a loss. So, that's some pretty good running by him. And we have a score of 21-21 with a minute 34 to go here in the first half of play.
Don't forget to tune in next time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource, call them at 815-1800. And after the game, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. Been with us for years, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Yeah, both of those guys, we appreciate them both. And, of course, our next game will be Friday night, Ootawah at Oakland. Here, big District 7 AAA game between Oakland and Blackman. Hafner in trouble, flushed out of the pocket. Hafner on the run. Hafner, he's at the 50. He's at the 45. He's going to be down around the 42, 43-yard line. And I thought I saw a flag, and I do. There's a flag at the 49-yard line. And that may be a hold here. Sometimes that happens when your quarterback is on the run. It's going to be a procedure penalty against Oakland. So that nice run is going to come back.
I like the idea of the run there by Hafner. He tried to scare some people there at the end, trying not to go out of bounds to continue the play. And I think he just needs to stay healthy and make the smart decisions.
Well, they don't have the offense geared for him to run the football much, but that time he did show some explosive speed.
Yeah, he did.
Second and 10 becomes second and 13. I guess it was second and 7 or so. Or 8. Now second and 13. Ball back at the 42 of Oakland. Running left side is Cunningham. Cunningham across midfield. Maybe. There's a huge pile up there. His forward motion, I do think, got him to the 49. 9-yard gain there for Cunningham. Clock is at 1:01. Well, if you're Oakland here, if you can get something out of it, fine. If not, fine. Don't turn the ball over here, I think, is the big key in a 21-21 game. And Oakland takes a timeout here to talk about it, I believe. And we will do the same as you listen in to State Farm Prep Football from WGNS AM FM.
get you a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
Get you a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and I can help get you to a better state. 890-0850.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Injured during the game? We hope not, but Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
Third down here for Oakland and 4:01, 1 second left in the first half, 21-21, Pats and Blaze. Hafner back to pass, ball tipped up in the air, and it's going to fall back to the turf and incomplete. Well, that could have been really bad. Not sure who got in there for Blackman to tip it. Justin Brown is the guy.
Well, he was disappointed because it really basically fell right above him. But I don't think he could get to it. There were so many Patriots around.
Fourth down, and this is the second time Oakland has punted in the game, and I don't think Blackman has punted.
They have not.
Oakland had 1-3 and out series. Boy, they just barely got it away, and now there's the flag. They're going to call a late hit, and this could be huge. Goes down, and he's leveled down there, and it was a very late flag, and Hafner comes up a little gimpy.
Hey, don't put your hand up.
He kind of sideswiped him, I think. I mean, it really wasn't a lot of contact, I didn't think, Rafferty, but it looked like he may have got his leg.
Yeah, I looked away because I thought that the block was a clean one. Obviously, he missed the football, so I went and directed my attention downfield thinking that there was no contact.
Well, Coach Owens doesn't agree, and we didn't have a really good view of it, but Miller Armstrong came in there.
I'm going to go check.
Kind of sideswiped him, I guess.
I'm going to go check the ESPN replay. I'll be right back.
Yeah, let's go do that.
I think they've got air conditioner in there, too.
That's why you're wanting to go over there.
I don't want to say.
Well, there was some contact.
Sure.
But what I'm saying, it wasn't that type of I'm running right into you kind of contact. You know, he looked like he was definitely going for the ball.
Right. I don't want to say he wasn't, but you can use your acting skills sometimes in a situation like that. And
are you saying an Academy Award for nomination for Mr. Hafner?
Possibly, just a little bit.
Well, you know, Coach Owens is not pleased when he has that right hand on his right hip. Well, and is chewing on somebody on the sideline.
Plus, the flag was a little late, I thought.
It was very late.
Does he ever do the hand on the right hip during the interviews on Saturdays?
He did last week.
Only with John. That's going to give Oakland a first and 10. The ball now at the Blackman 44-yard line with, I think, 48 seconds or so on the clock.
Well, you can understand why he's upset. This is a really good opportunity for Oakland.
Well, absolutely. You don't want the ball in their hands. They were going to get the ball back. Cunningham mowed down back at the 50. 6-yard loss and mowed down by Jimmy Schwager. And no, not the Sunday preacher. Second down and ball going to be right there at the 49-yard line.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Toots, Good Food and Fun, DirecTV by Intersource, Evans Auto Exchange, Bud's Tire, Ace Construction of Tennessee, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Second down and about 15 here for Oakland. 36 seconds left here in the first half, tie ball game. Hafner rolling back to pass. Quick pass is going to be made out here to Dexter Hurd, and Hurd is decked at the 40. And there are still players down. That was a tremendous hit laid by the Blackman defender. And he hasn't moved.
I can't tell who it is, but it was a hard lick. And, you know, his neck didn't move very much when he came in for the lick. I don't know if it's a stinger or something like that. He's moving down there, so that's a good sign. But that was by far the hardest hit we've seen so far tonight.
The injured Blackman Blaze player is Sam Luker. And they have signaled for the stretcher to come out. And they're going to transport Sam, I would think. And we don't know a whole lot about exactly what's gone on here in terms of this. But, Rafferty, you had a better look at it because you were looking at it from the defensive angle. And he was the defender on the play here. So, and you've played enough football to know they're going to take every precaution necessary if you're talking about neck, back, head kind of injury. And it could be, and I hate to say simple as a stinger, but that'd be what you'd pray for at this point.
Right, and you're exactly right. They're going to take every precaution that they can, and most of the time it's no movement at all. I mean, they do everything when they're turning you over. It's basically they do not let any part of your body move or anything like that. But basically, Luker came in and hit Dexter pretty hard. Dexter Hurd, that is, for Oakland, and he just kind of stiffed up a bit when he was going down to the turf. And that's two big men colliding together right there.
Well, I see the Luker family down there, and I know his mom, who happens to be a nurse practitioner. So she's in there probably helping out a lot. And we did get a few signs of some thumbs up down there on the sidelines. So, I mean, who knows what the injury is, but we wish the best for Sam, and they're going to continue to work here to get him onto the stretcher and off the field here. So,
well, the key word is precaution.
Right.
You really can't speculate on what his condition is. It could be a concussion. It could be something with the back or the neck. And if it is the neck or the back, then they will always take the most utmost precaution, like you guys said. It's not going to be something that they're going to just play around with.
And what Coach Shadowins has done is he's huddled everybody around him just, you know, a few feet behind where Sam is. And they have taken their hats off and their helmets off and are saying a prayer down there for him.
And the Oakland bench is the same. They're right. Very reverent, yeah, right now, you might say.
A lot of respect.
And that's what this applause here is for, is they're putting Sam onto the backboard, and then they will put him onto the stretcher there. And, again, these things oftentimes look worse than they are because they are taking every precaution necessary. Because you don't want to do any more damage if. But it's better to be overcautious than not. I can see Sam's dad down there talking to him, mom down there talking to him. Coach Shadowins actually has his arm around Sam's mom, talking to her at this point. So with that, let's take a brief timeout. We'll come back and we'll be back to play and sending our well wishes to Sam Luker and the family down there. With less than 30 seconds to go in the first half, we're tied at 21 on State Farm Prep Football.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS, brought to you by State Farm agent David Wilson. He's at 2744 South Church Street, 893-9898.
Third down for Oakland, and they pass left side. The pass intended for Jacoby Stevens, but pass is outside and wide, and it'll bring up fourth down. By the way, to update you, as they were taking Sam Luker off the field on the stretcher, he did give a thumbs up. Did have some movement in his arms and legs, so all of those are good signs. And well wishes going out there. Kind of hard. You and I were talking during timeout, Rafferty. Sometimes that rattles you as a player, especially when they're your teammate.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, because, you know, you fought with them every single day in practice, and now you just want to know how they are.
Oakland with a quick kick here on fourth down, and it's going to go into the back of the end zone with 9.4 seconds left here in the first half. First quarter went by a lickety split. Second quarter has taken almost an hour. That's, we played the first quarter in about 30 minutes. We've got Blackman coming out for one series, and I would be surprised if we see anything but a knee here and go to the locker room. Both sides, both teams have to be exhausted after this first half and the searing heat, and they are lined up in the victory formation here, so they do take a knee, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play with your score 21-21 in this battle of two District 7 AAA Titans. We have settled absolutely, positively nothing. We're going to come back here in just a moment. We'll have more for you as we continue on WGNS State Farm Prep Football.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
20, make that at the 3-yard line. It's 24, Mr. Charlie Davidson. And he is going to be met right around the 21-yard line. And we're ready to go here in the second half of play. Your Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the second half, 1 o'clock, straight up 1 o'clock, ready to go here with the second half. First half, I'm sure you talked about the injury to Sam Luker, but we got a big thumbs up and praying all is good with him. Blackman Blaze pull out of the huddle here with Davidson in the backfield. They started out this game with two wides and an empty backfield, and Davidson's been back there for a while. Davidson with a nice push here to get about 3 yards from the 20 before being met by Devon Newman. Rafferty, in a game like this too, you have to think both teams are really deep. They've got a lot of kids, and you have to work in some of these second and even third string kids, even if it's for a play or two, just to give your number ones a chance here to catch a breath.
You're exactly right, and I think in the first half you saw Blackman do more of that with their wide receivers and Oakland in the secondary more so, and I look for them to continue doing that, Brian.
Killing's in motion from right to left. They do a little flare pass out to him, and Jennings rushes the pass because Josh Smith was right in his grill. Incomplete pass brings up third down and 8. Just underway here in the second half. 21-21, Oakland and Blackman.
They really, I think Oakland, Rafferty has to do a better job of containing Jennings and keeping him from getting those 6 or 7, 8 yard gains that he's getting just by keeping the football.
Yeah, that, and I look to see how they respond to Davidson being able to get freed up on the outside and the corners like he did in the first half, and see if they maybe add an extra guy in the box to prevent that from happening.
Killings and Hardy, wide outs to the far side. That's the right as Blackman moves right to left. Jennings steps up in the pocket, now is on the run, and now is almost sacked. He's still on his feet somehow, and they say his knee did go down at the 20. Boy, Oakland brought the house of cards that time. 4-yard loss.
And Jennings did an okay job of, shuffling around in the pocket. But as you can look down there right now, he's getting onto his offensive line. There's been too many times where he's had to run for his life when he drops back to make a pass. And I think that's a little bit of frustration coming out of Juwan Jennings right there.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is the first Blackman punt of the game. Oakland has punted a couple of times. So Blackman starts with a 3-and-out. And it's Luke Drew punting, taken by Oakland High School and George Beasy at the 47. Beasy gets it across midfield and to about the 46 of Blackman, and that's where Oakland will begin. And really good field position here, and we haven't really had a field position issue for both teams. But if you get pinned back on a couple of 3-and-outs, John, just like we saw in the Siegel-Riverdale game, Siegel had terrible field position, especially the fourth quarter.
It hounded them all night. So far, so good. This is the first real good field position that a team has gotten due to a punt. And, of course, it was the first punt for Blackman.
BC and Stevens are near side receivers here to the right. It's Tyler Black in the Wildcat formation. Black gets no yards. Cunningham in the backfield comes up a little gimpy out there as well. Corey Tillman on the tackle for Blackman. Sometimes, too, John, when you go back in, and I know they want to get out of the heat, and they have to. But you go in, you replenish with fluids and come back out, maybe get a little air somewhere. It's kind of hard to kickstart back in the second half.
Yeah, it really is. And Rafferty could probably tell you more about that. I'm sure. Well, I don't know. He's from Knoxville, so he probably didn't have any heat problems.
Even further than Knoxville. I mean, we're talking Kingsport. Hafner back to pass. Diving catch is complete to Jacoby Stevens near the sticks. Going to be about a yard short, but what a nice outstretched catch there by Jacoby Stevens.
Yeah, you're right, but Brandon Somerville, the corner over there, kind of let off that play a little bit. I'm not sure why he didn't pursuit to the ball a little bit more. He could have had a pass break up there, but he held off. I guess he didn't think Stevens had a chance to catch the football.
Stevens is a pretty tall, lanky guy, and that certainly helped him make that catch. Third down for Oakland, and a yard to go. They're at the Blackman 37-yard line. We're all tied at 21. 8:45 left in the third quarter of play. Hafner fakes the handoff, does give it to Josh Cunningham. Great fake, but didn't fake off the Blackman Blaze, and Anthony Ochoa drops Cunningham for a loss of a yard and brings up fourth down.
Ochoa has been able to get freed up at that linebacker spot a lot today. That's his fourth tackle on the afternoon. And I'm not sure whose job it is to pick him up, but when he stunts, he's pretty much been untouched. That's, you know, a lot of times we've seen him in the backfield tonight.
See if Oakland is going to go for it here on fourth and three. It does appear, as Hafner comes back from the sidelines, that they're going to attempt it here on fourth down as the ball is at the Blackman 39-yard line. Three wide to the left, one to the right. And now we've got whistles and an Oakland timeout. Didn't get back to the line of scrimmage quick enough. Or did they throw a flag? It was a timeout. No. Delay of game, Oakland.
Yeah, you can see the disgust on Hafner's face as he was, they got tagged for that penalty.
Yes, it was the wrong shift. The running back there, Josh Cunningham, he shifted to the right, and Hafner needed him to the left, and that's what took that last second or two of time up.
That's big because it's going to make them force him to punt now.
So fourth and eight, they are going to bring Hafner in to punt. Chance maybe to pin Blackman back here unless there's a big return. The ball bounces and they get away from it. And it is going to be downed at the 9-yard line. So Blackman will begin this series on the 9.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS today is brought to you in part by Prentice Office of Heating and Air, Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, Modlo College, and Midas of Murfreesboro.
Lots of great folks there. I want to thank all of our sponsors for helping us bring you the 67th year of high school football coverage, high school sports coverage period here on WGNS. It has been, it almost feels like we've done a half a season so far. Done three games this week and the Jamboree last week. And it's just week zero.
The Braves and Reds are scoreless, Brian, after three on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Other games from this week that we've aired here. Smyrna 28, Laverne 7, Riverdale 21, Siegel nothing. It was Ravenwood over Stewart's Creek 56-14, Mount Pleasant 25-3 over Eagleville, and MTCS 48, Cannon County 6. Let's take a time out here. We'll come back, and it'll be Blackman's football when we return. They have the ball at the 9-yard line when we return on State Farm Prep Football.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Charlie Davidson on the first and 10. Eats out a yard going off the right side before Josh Smith makes the tackle. And they have the ball at the 11-yard line, their own 11. Blackman moving right to left here in this third quarter of play. 6:58 left in the third, tied at 21. Juwan Jennings, Tennessee signee, the signal caller. Four-step drop, now slips, now on the run himself, and is going to be met right around the 11 or 12 by Josh Smith. They may give him an extra yard, but it looks like he's right there around the 12-yard line for a one-yard pickup. Without that slip, John, he might have had a little more yardage.
Yeah, I think so. So far, this third quarter, they've very tentative, it seems, as if kind of filling each other out here to see what's gonna break, but not much action, really.
I guess that's what kind of led me a few minutes ago into that coming out a little, not sluggish, but I'm not sure what the word is there coming into the out of the second half after you've gotten all those fluids in you and stuff. Jennings going to run here for a first down from the 15 to the 20. And Jennings taken down right there, picks up 7 yards before George Beasy and Greg Cantrell make the tackle. And the ball is between the 20 and 21 for a first bank. First down, not just banking, first banking.
Blackman's came in and decided they're going to let Jennings run the football. He just scares me a little bit. He really doesn't protect that ball very well when he goes up against contact. Just kind of want to see him cover it up just a little bit more.
Well, he's working with an empty backfield this time and sending Killings in motion from left to right. Trying to string it out, and Killings nowhere to go. He is mowed under, lost a yard. Brings up second and 11 on this sun-drenched Sunday afternoon. A lot of folks here. This place has been packed since, I'd say 10 o'clock. The parking lot was full at 9 o'clock. By the time people got in here, the stands were full. There was nowhere else to go at 10 a.m. for this one. Juwan Jennings rolls out left side. Now passes across the grain. Complete to Killings at the 40, to the 45, and muscled down at the 49 by Jacoby Stevens. But not before a big pass and catch, a first bank. First down, Blaze. 30 yards downfield.
Second time we've seen that. Killings always seems to be in the right spot at the right time. He settles down into an open pocket in the field. That time he had to stay on his feet and run a little bit. But a good throw there by Jennings, and another excellent job by the receiver there for Blackman to get open.
Jennings was running to the left and threw across his body to Killings for a 30-yard completion. Davidson, delayed handoff. Davidson, 45, 40. He's at the 35, at the 30, down the sideline, 20, 10. Do they catch him? They do, and push him out of bounds at the 4-yard line. It's first and goal, Blaze.
Wow, what a move there by Davidson right around the 45-yard line, and you see Tyler Black limping off the field. That was such a nasty move there by Charlie Davidson that Black, it broke his ankles, and now he's limping off the sideline with a little tweaked leg from trying to make that tackle.
So Blackman is in the Steve Martin Construction Red Zone. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams. 904-9639. First and goal, Blaze. Ball at the 4 of Oakland. Blackman has not led in this game. They've tied it each time Oakland has scored on them, but they have not led in the game. Jennings rolls out far side. Now is going to be met and wrapped up at the 5 for a yard loss. And that was Benjamin Bess on the tackle. Oakland getting a lot of defenders, a lot of different people in there. Benjamin's first tackle of the day. It was 7-0 Oakland, 7-7. Blackman came back to tie it. Oakland goes up 14-0. Blackman scores again, but they missed the extra point, so it was 14-13. Oakland scored again to make it 21-13. Blackman scores and goes for 2 to tie it at 21, which is where we are now. So Blackman looking for their first lead of the game with 4:30, make that 4:28 to go here in the third quarter. There's a little delay of something on the sidelines, and I'm not sure all of the officials are down here on the sidelines, and they're pointing up the field. I'm not sure if this is a not an official sideline warning, but maybe they're telling everybody to scoot back or something.
Could have been a clock issue, too.
I think the clock cord, they needed somebody was stepping on the cord. I think that's what it was. They're pulling the cord down there. The official on the sidelines running the clock. We're ready to go. Second and goal from the 5 for the Blaze. Juwan Jennings, there are whistles, and it took a little too long here. So Blackman takes a timeout. So will we. It's going to be second and goal when we return. Blackman and Oakland tied at 21.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Before and after each game, Dennis Weaver will talk about the matchups, winners and losers of tonight's games. Friday Night Thunder on WGNS, presented by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas.
He'll be on this Friday night. Enjoyed listening to Dennis pregame on Friday, right before our Siegel-Riverdale game.
I think that's why you brushed me off so early after we got through. You had to get on the air.
You were the one
saying, get in the car.
I've got to get up early.
Get in the car.
Well, it was pretty hot, too. In my car, I had been cooling it off for about 5 minutes. Blackman has it here, second and goal from the 5. And we're ready here for the play after the timeout. Juwan Jennings with Davidson split to his right. They send Larrell Morton in motion, so they're loading up the right side. And Davidson runs left side and waltzes in for the touchdown. 5 yard scamper by Charlie Davidson.
Well, you had Oakland's defense trying to bow him up from the upper body. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, you can't do it with Charlie Davidson. He just keeps those legs moving. His upper body strength is outstanding. And an excellent job offensively there to maneuver into the end zone.
And on that Toots touchdown, Blackman takes their first lead of the game with 4:12 to go in the third quarter after the Toots touchdown. And it is Thomas Burks wearing 90 instead of 91 here for the point after. They already had one blocked, but not this one. Your score is 28-21. Blackman leading Oakland on State Farm Prep Football.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports and WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane, near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
A little different feel now, Rafferty, if you're an Oakland Patriot, because they haven't trailed in this game. So they have a little different situation than they've had all afternoon.
And you're right about that. And another situation, they've really got to start stopping Charlie Davidson as well. They've tried to do a little bit different offense, Blackman has, after the first half of play coming out here in the second half. A lot of different counters out of the shotgun, a lot of different misdirection out of the shotgun. And with the ability with Jennings to run himself at quarterback, I think the defense is kind of getting caught up in that, those counters and those misdirections as well, and making it a little bit more difficult for Oakland. And like John said, I still think that defensively they're kind of sucking for air every now and then out there.
And that drive for Blackman started at their own 11.
That's right. It was a 89-yard drive that ended in the touchdown.
But that play to Killings and that run by Davidson were very important.
Kickoff, little short pooch here by DeMartino. Going to be taken by Hurd at the 30 to the 35, and he rumbles to about the 37-yard line. So we'll see what we get from Oakland here. We didn't get a chance to jump into our DirecTV by Intersource pregame show, but want to thank Andy DeGraw and the folks at DirecTV by Intersource for their help with our pregame show each year. And we'll get back to our normal routine coming up here on Friday night. And also during that, we have our Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. And boy, a good loaded baked potato. I think that may be what I get on the way home to sit down in my recliner with my fan blowing and the air set to 65 later this afternoon. First and 10 at the Oakland 37. Pump fake by Hafner. Now on the run, scrambling here right side. And he's going to get to about the 40-yard line. Well covered downfield. And had some room to run before Corey Tillman made the tackle to bring down quarterback Hafner. He ran for a mile and only gets about 4 yards out of it.
Yeah, you had Justin Brown again. He's managed 3 or 4 different times to get in the backfield tonight and cause some pressure for Hafner. Remember, he had a pass breakup earlier in the game, but that was him that put the pressure on Hafner and caused him to roll out.
Clock at 3:20. Oakland facing a 2nd and 4 from their own 41. And the new running back here is Patterson, and Patterson is going to be dropped for a huge loss by Anthony Ochoa. Ladarius Patterson had no chance. That is a 6-yard loss.
Well, that's the 2nd consecutive defensive series that Ochoa has forced Oakland into some third down situations. And he's just playing lights out right now from the linebacker spot.
3rd down and 11. And I believe Patterson is still in there, giving Cunningham a break on this series. Hafner back to pass. Looking across the middle, complete to Kyle Oliver. Boy, he is a moneymaker. A yard past the sticks. That's going to be a 12-yard pass and catch.
Yep, and that was a good catch there by Oliver. That's where he's at his best. Across the middle. I think Hafner likes it right there. And finally, Oliver gets his hands on a ball that he's able to pull in. And a big-time play there for Oakland to continue the drive.
That's a first bank, first down. Not just banking, first banking for the Pats. Stokes and Oliver lining up here near side. One behind the other as a receiver, and two and one on the other side. They give it to Patterson again. Patterson maybe gets to midfield before being spun back by Andre Talley. Going to give him a yard, so he's going to be just shy of the 50. Mark it at the 49, John.
Makes you wonder where Josh Cunningham is. He came up gimpy a little bit a couple of series ago.
Could be retaping an ankle. He could be gassed on the sidelines.
Well, I noticed Tyler Black over there was stretching out his leg. You remember he went out not too long ago after getting juked out by Charlie Davidson. It looked like it was a cramp that he was working out over there.
Two wide far side. One here to the near side. Again, they give to Patterson on the 2nd down. He gets to the 50, and that's it. Maybe the 49 of Blackman before Talley again makes the tackle. It is going to be at the 49. And 3rd down and long for Oakland. Trying to run up the middle, John, not having success on these big Blaze players.
No, and now Patterson comes up gimpy.
See who comes in. George Beasy is back in. Oakland's running in a lot of players offensively. I don't know if they're going to line Beasy up at tailback or if they're going to just stay empty back there. Actually, that looks like Kendrick Johnson. You can tell he hasn't been in because his jersey is white as snow. No, fake to him. And Hafner keeps it. 45-40 down the sideline, 35. And what a great play. Faked everybody off, even the fans and even the play-by-play guy here. Hafner hit that ball so perfectly well. And It was just a great play. Johnson went running up through the line, and everybody thought they dropped him for a loss, and Hafner took off to the left side. First bank, first down, Oakland.
Looks a bit like Juwan Jennings there running the football.
Yeah.
Big-time play there to, again, save the drive for Oakland.
28-21, Blackman leading for the first time in this game on their last touchdown, and Oakland driving. Hafner with a new set of downs, passing left side, and it is going to be complete. And a nice diving catch. That's Cheers.
Darius Cheers.
Complete for a 6-yard pickup. And that's going to draw the third quarter to a close. This fourth quarter is coming up for you here in just a couple of moments. Blackman leads Oakland 28-21. This game has been billed as a huge contest between two of the best teams in high school football in the state of Tennessee, and we're seeing it out here today. We'll take our break, come back, and have that fourth quarter for you when we return to the Inferno.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Third down for Hafner. He passes right side, and it falls incomplete, intended for Kedrick Johnson out there. But Johnson had his back turned to the play. And we see an injury on the field as well of a Blackman player.
That's Andre Talley, and it's probably a cramp at this point because he hit the turf immediately out of nowhere.
Go back to that previous play here, and Rafferty, Johnson, I guess he ran the wrong route there.
Yeah, and on top of the fact that, you know, Hafner was a little bit pressured as well, but he did run the wrong route, and, you know, he's coming into the ballgame sort of late, so he's trying to get into the mix of things and the feel of things, and I'd say Hafner went over there and said, hey, come on, we need you right now.
I think I said it was a third down play. It is now third down. Third down, and looks like about 4 yards to go. And Talley is working out the cramp there. He's up to his feet. John, I think this is a big third down here for Oakland. We're in the fourth quarter. I know they're only down by one touchdown, but they've done some really good things on this drive to keep the drive alive. Some big plays. They need one now.
And I think right now they don't need to do anything stupid. They need to find something to get to about 4 yards. Don't do anything too crazy.
Just get the first down.
Yeah, and even if you don't get the first down, you're still going to have an opportunity to get it on the fourth down. So
yeah, I'd say they're well within four down territory here with the ball at the Blackman 31-yard line. Hafner sets him down, and Prather now is in the backfield for the Pats. Prather, big bruising runner. He's at the 30, breaks a tackle to the 25, and he gets that first down. Boy, that's a hard dude to bring down.
It sure is, and that's exactly what you want. Prather probably hasn't been in the backfield all game long. They put him in now, and what does he do? He gets the yardage that they need. He's a bulldozer back there. Tremendous job to will his way after the first contact there.
Well, that body is what got him the first down. They couldn't hold on to him as they tried to make the tackle.
He's back there again. And first bank, first down for Oakland. They keep the drive alive, trailing 28-21. Ball at the 25-yard line. Hafner to Prather, drops the ball, fumble, and Blackman has come out with the fumble recovery. And that is Jimmy Schwager with the fumble recovery.
That was a bad exchange. That was not, I don't know necessarily it was Prather. I don't know the ball ever got to Prather.
You know, now you wonder, are the turnovers a big problem at this point now? You know, there's two interceptions by Hafner, and then there's now a fumble by Oakland as well.
First and 10 here for the Blackman Blaze after the fumble by Oakland. And we're going to have a timeout here on the field as the Blackman Blaze take over, I do believe. Yes, timeout on the field. 11-12 to go in the game. Blackman leads 28-21. As you listen in to WGNS, State Farm Prep Football, stay tuned.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Trey Hilton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And taking it to the left side is Juwan Jennings. Jennings going to be mowed down. Lost the ball briefly, but they get back on it. A loss on the quarterback keeper of a yard, but that could have been disastrous, Rafferty.
Yeah, and I believe that's Matthew Lafite right there who came up with the fumble. Ball was obviously rolling on the turf there, and very, very scary for Blackman.
But they ruled him down before the ball was picked up by Oakland. Second and 11, 3:44 to go in the game. Blackman leads 28-21. Davidson running near side. Davidson breaks it at the 30. Inside 35 to the 40-yard line and give him a first bank. First down, Charlie Davidson, and now flags. This could be a late hit.
And I think it's costly. Oral Morton came in, gotten some extracurricular activity, we'll call it, with defensive back for Oakland over there. And that's not what you want at all, considering the big-time run that Charlie Davidson has. But obviously, you don't know. That could be offsetting here.
Could be offsetting. Could be only one side. Could be a face mask, because Oakland's Mark Pruitt is indicating that. I'm not really sure. We'll have to let the official sort this one out.
What about the running by Charlie Davidson? I mean, he just barreled over Devon Newman and Tyler Black like it was running through paper. I mean, unbelievable.
He's a beast.
He's an incredible athlete, and his vision and the ability for him to cut on a dime and then, of course, run over you. He's a total package.
And more importantly, he held on to the football.
Right.
Personal foul against Blackman is the call. Not offset. Setting. Personal foul against the Blaze.
That hurts.
That erases that drive. Or, you know,
well,
it's a 15-yard penalty.
It doesn't erase the run, but it.
Well, it's going to be from
the drive,
from
yes.
The spot of the. It's going to be from the 42, and it was second and 11, so they're going to basically, on that nice run, lose 3 yards.
And it's. An offensive player, knowing that you've got the lead and the time's ticking down and the momentum's in your hands, you've got to put tape over your mouth. And you can't say a word to the opposing team, because things like that happen, and that's detrimental.
So they'll move the chains back, and it's first and 10, but the ball is now between the 26 and 27-yard line on the left hash. Drew, one of the two receivers to the left, Killings out there, one to the right, and Davidson in the backfield. Davidson left side, 30, keeps running, 35. Davidson even dives forward with that face mask in the ground and plows for another yard. What a run by Charlie Davidson.
I tell you what, I think Tyler Black has about had enough of Charlie Davidson today. That was another big bang hit there that Davidson put on Black as he came up and eventually made the tackle. But holy moly, it is incredible to see that kind of ability as a running back.
It is a first bank, first down for the Blaze. Clock at 3 minutes, and it's rolling. It's now under 3 minutes at 2:59. Blackman leads 28-21 over the Oakland Patriots.
Well, that's the biggest part of that first down, that run. It gives them 4 more downs. The clock is running.
Somerville, one of the receivers here to the right. Jennings going to keep it. Jennings 40, breaks one tackle, breaks two. He's at the 45, and there is a flag out there. There is a Patriot down.
But that's
Josh Smith.
Yes, that is.
He is just exhausted. I mean, the mouthpiece just falls out of his mouth. I don't think there'll be any trouble with these guys sleeping tonight.
No, they'll wake up with a cramp, which probably will happen.
Yeah.
They'll be drinking all night long. Water.
It's going to be, is that holding? It's hard to hear the PA here. It's against Blackman.
It is holding.
It's a 10-yard penalty, so that's going to come back to the 34-yard line. Well, if nothing else, this has taken a lot of time off the clock. but Blackman's not helping themselves here by stringing the first downs together. But the clock is at 3. Make that 2:35. If you're an Oakland fan, you got to hope you can hold them here and get the ball back. The run is by Dowdy. No, Jennings keeps it. He's going to be rolled out of bounds at about the 34 for no gain. Jacoby Stevens on the tackle. Sack it down.
Sixth tackle for Jacoby Stevens, and that was a big play there he made to hold Jennings back a bit.
Davidson, it's not Davidson. Somebody on the sideline, and that... Is that Jennings? It may be Jennings.
I believe it is, Brian, because I don't see him with a coach right now and definitely not out with the rest of his teammates.
Well, he's the one who had the ball, and he went out of bounds, and that's where he is now. And we're going to have to take a timeout here as Jennings is still on the sidelines. It's going to be second down and long for Blackman, 2:13 on the clock. When we come back after this break here on WGNS State Farm Prep Football.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part today by F.N. Bean Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Clark Maples Realty and Auction Company, and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Oakland went through the regular season, through the district, their first 10-0 season ever last year. Met up with Blackman in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, and Blackman won that to go to the semifinals. So that was Oakland's last game of the year. It's their first game of the year this year. And they're in danger of losing this game as they trail with 2:13 on the clock. Trail Blackman 28-21. And we are ready to go here with Blackman facing a second down and long. Backup quarterback Blake Taylor into the game. Jennings has to set out a play here, but he is up and on the sidelines. Killings in motion. They fake. Keeps it to the 40. And that is Miller Armstrong. Gave you the wrong name. Apologize. 6-yard pickup there. Third down. And the clock stopped at 2:02 as Oakland takes a timeout to save some clock. Blackman looking at a third down and 8 yards when we come back. Oakland trailing Blackman 28-21 on State Farm Prep Football. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll return.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part today by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
For those fans who may be listening in the football stadium, we've got several here, and on your way home this afternoon, you can listen back to this game. It's been a heck of a game here, and we hope you'll listen in on FM 100.5 and 101.9. We'll be streaming it as well, so you'll get to hear the game back. If you were here, relive it. It's that exciting. Third down, 8 yards to go. Jennings passes left side for the first down. No, going to be short. Pass complete to Larrell Martin. Morton make that. But where the official is standing, it's going to be a first down. And that is the placement. The official says we'll measure. Yes, they're going to measure.
That's a tough catch by Morton there. That's the second time he's done that across the middle of the day. Just a little slant route, basically, is what you call it. And he's had heavy pressure both times from the corners, and the safety's coming at him at an angle. And it takes great concentration to be able to pull that thing in and make a play.
Looks like a first down from here to me. And it is a first bank first down for the Blaze. And that, friend. friends may seal the deal. John, you mentioned during the timeout, we may see the play of the game, and that may have been it right there.
Yeah, we've got Oakland does have a couple of timeouts left, but wow, that's going to really eat up some clock no matter what they do. I'm sure they'll run the ball three times, more than likely.
We'll see. The clock's already rolling now at 1:40. Blackman's not going to be in any hurry here either.
They could go down to about 1:12. Well, they're going to come on up, though.
You've got to have a play from your defense. You've really got to turn it up right here.
If you're an Oakland fan, you need something to happen here defensively. Juwan Jennings taking his time, working from under center this time with an eye backfield. Going to be a handoff, running right up the middle. Across the 50 to the 48-yard line. Clock stops with an Oakland timeout. We'll take it as well. 4-yard pickup, 2nd and 6 when we come back.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Blackman Blaze roll to the line of scrimmage. 1 minute plus on the clock. 2nd and 6. I formation. Davidson. Hit after about a yard pickup.
I know Jennings is back in the game, but Miller Armstrong, one of the best big passes of the game with that little slant route that he got for that first down.
Oakland takes another timeout. I believe Oakland has one more timeout left, and the clock, is that 103, John? Is that what you see?
103.
103 left on the clock. Let's take 30 seconds. State Farm Prep Football continues. Blackman leads 28-21 and facing a 3rd and 7 when we come back.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Football.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part today by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack. 890-0850 is 28-21. Blackman with the ball, trying to hold it and run this clock out.
3rd and 8 for the Blackman Blaze. Tailback, fullback, they fake to Davidson. Jennings keeps it. Jennings 45, Jennings 40, Jennings 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Pushed out of bounds just before scampering into the end zone. What a play by Jennings. They faked him out by setting up that eye backfield. He rolled out to the right side, and it's going to be 1st and goal for the Blaze. Or is there a flag? Do you see a flag?
There is one. Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's on about the 33-yard line.
All right, so then that comes back, most likely. They're moving back this way. Holding against Blackman. So, Juwan Jennings was about to put an exclamation mark on this. Oakland still has hope. It will be 4th down for Blackman. So the ball is at, it's going to be 3rd down and about a yard and a half. The ball is at the Oakland 43. And I think that's about 53 and a half seconds on the clock. 53.5. Same set here. Extra tight end, one wide to either side, and an eye backfield. They give it to Davidson, and it's going to be mighty close.
Big-time tackle there, number 42, Benjamin Best, and he's been on some big plays here in the past couple of minutes.
Clock at 38, 37, still moving.
Well, the game is, I think, basically at its end because you've got...
Well, it's 4th down, and they're going to go for it here on 4th down, I think. 24 seconds.
And they're going to run it down as much as they can.
4th and inches. They may run the clock down and then call a timeout.
They could take a delay of game.
Well, that's true, too. Clock at 13 seconds. 28-21, your score. Here's the countdown by the Oakland fans. They didn't get it. to take a timeout. Blackman took a timeout with 5.3 or 6.3, not exactly sure which. It's not going to matter. They let the clock roll all the way down, Rafferty, which was a smart thing.
It was.
Now, some of the players.
Coach Shadowin's about had a fit right there. I saw a couple of Blackman's players in celebration mode.
They were trying to run out onto the field.
He wasn't having it.
No, it's not over till it's over. And you don't want to cause anything else to happen there. Coming up in our postgame show, the Prentice Ossipedic and Air postgame show, we'll talk about players of the game in this fine contest. I tell you what. Two really, really good football teams. And make no doubt about it, Rafferty, Oakland going to be 0-1, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit to see them at the end of the year 9-1.
Well, what stinks is that we have to wait possibly for another matchup later on into the season.
Yeah, mid-November.
That's the only problem I have with that. But, yeah, this is two great football teams. I mean, excellent football teams. And, you know, a turnover really is what maybe have killed Oakland today. You had two interceptions and, of course, the fumble. That was a big dagger. But no doubt about it, Brian. Wonderful football teams right here.
Yeah, these two teams are going to make some really deep runs, and that's not saying the Seagulls and Riverdales and Smyrnas have to just not even play those games. They're going to be a factor in the playoffs down the road, I would suspect, as well. Juwan Jennings, all he has to do is take a knee, and he doesn't. He tries to run for that first down. But it's not going to matter. The clock reaches zeros, and the Blackman Blaze have defeated the Oakland Patriots by a final score of 28-21. What a fine game that we witnessed between these two county teams. We'll jump into that Prentice Ossipedic and Air postgame show when we come back, and then we'll get you the replay of this game. So on your way home, you'll be able to listen back to this game right here on WGNS. A quick break. We'll give you the stats and wrap it up here. 28-21, Blackman beats Oakland.